All right, so the president is on his high horse saying, come on back. Ray LaHood is making the television rounds. Are they going to come back for this issue?
I don't know. I think that that's pretty unlikely. There was a lot of talk yesterday from the Democrats that the president said this could be done through procedural agreements, and there was some talk that they could pass it here because technically while they're in recess, they're in, still in a pro forma session. They could pass it via unanimous consent. It seems like the Republicans are content to let this play out. They said that the solution to this is for the Senate to pass the bill that they've passed, they say, 2 weeks ago. So,
you mean for the FAA?
Yes. The House passed a bill that would have funded the FAA through September 16th, which is about a week after the recess is scheduled. The Senate has objected to it because it includes some cuts to subsidies for rural airports that they say were politically motivated because the airports are in the districts of Senate Majority Leader and Senator Jay Rockefeller, who chairs the Transportation Committee in the Senate. So even yesterday, as the president and Harry Reid were calling for a clean bill, the Republicans in the House were sending out press releases that said the Senate can solve this problem now if they pass the bill they've had for 2 weeks.
Okay, fair enough. On the other hand, we were just doing a little, radio math, which is often inaccurate, but still, we were doing a little radio math off the air, Tom and I were, trying to figure out how much the government would save by having these 4,000 furloughed workers for 6 weeks versus how much they're going to lose. They could lose well over $1 billion and saving just a few hundred thousand, maybe a few million at best. Does that factor into this, that on principle, on standing, they're about to cost the government a whole lot more money, even after going through all that rigmarole with the debt ceiling?
Well, that's part of the thing that makes the Democrats argue that this is not about the savings from those cuts to the subsidies, because the Senate Democrats offered a separate bill that would have cut $71 million from the Essential Air Service program compared to the $16 million that's cut in the House proposal. And the House didn't accept that because they wanted the Senate to accept the bill that they passed already. So it looks like that doesn't factor in here. The government, as it stands, is losing about $30 million a day in money that would have been collected on airline ticket sales, and that is going to add up to over $1 billion by September 7th.
So whatever happened with the Rockefeller last-minute gambit earlier this week to say, okay, we concede, we'll give that House version a vote here in the Senate and go ahead with it, that seemed to have gone nowhere.
It seemed for a time earlier this week that might be a last-minute proposal that the Senate would just accept the House bill. Senator Reid came out and said even though he didn't like it, the airport was in his district, he'd be willing to see the Senate take up the House bill. The House had already gone home. But Senator Rockefeller, it seemed like, squashed that. He came out at the end of the day on Tuesday and said, again, that there should be a clean bill. And there's been a lot of comparisons this week to the Republican stance, to hostage-taking. So there was a lot of sound and fury this week, but at the end of the day, we were back where we started. And that's kind of what leads me to believe we're going to see this stalemate prolonged here.
We're talking with Keith Lang. He's a staff writer for The Hill newspaper. You sort of answered my next question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. And that is what the feds who are directly impacted by this need to be watching for over the next few weeks. Should they go ahead and plan a little mini vacation and just take some time because there's no chance they're going to get that phone call to come back to work in the next week or so?
Well, interestingly, this week the FAA Managers Association started a furlough relief fund, so they're planning for the long run. They are encouraging other federal workers and other agencies to make donations to benefit these 4,000 workers, but that, of course, doesn't do much for the estimated 70,000 construction workers who aren't working on these airport projects that have been stalled in this.
Yeah, and the other question is whether the Senate or, I guess, Congress will decide favorably or vote down to pay the people back pay when they do get back. Now, Senator Coburn tells us he would not support that. He's the Republican in the Senate, so presumably the Senate would go along with paying them back pay. Have you heard anything in the House about whether they would support that?
I haven't heard anything in the House about that yet. I've heard from some transportation officials that they're still looking into how they can recoup this lost tax money, which would be the first step. There's been some talk of the airline saying that people should go to the IRS if they want refunds, and the government is saying that the airline should give it back directly, but Ray LaHood has said the Treasury Department is looking into if this legislation is passed, can that money be recouped, which I guess would be the first step to people being paid. The transportation officials have also said some safety inspectors are working without pay now. They're paying for their own travel and hotels to fly to airports, and there's no plan yet to be reimbursed, but I would imagine that would be something that lawmakers might look into if they get this bill passed.